Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that prices for imported goods fell last month, led by a declining cost of oil. The price index for goods imported to the U.S. decreased by 0.5% in April from March. From a year ago, import prices are down 2.6%. The prices of imported petroleum products declined 1.9% during April and are down 9.5% from a year ago. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending May 12th. The numbers look like this. Corn planted 28% versus 12% last week in the five-year rolling average of 65%. The three I states, Illinois, 17% versus 64 for the five-year rolling average. Indiana, 30 versus 54. And Iowa, 15 versus 79% for the five-year rolling average. 5% of the corn crop has emerged versus 3% last week in the five-year rolling average of 28%. 6% of the soybean crop is planted versus 2% last week and the five-year rolling average of 24%. Winter wheat crop ratings look like this: good to excellent 32%, fair 29%, and poor and very poor 39%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,127. It's up 35 points. The NASDAQ, 3452, up almost 14. And the S&P 500 is 1640. It is up 6.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Will Lerner.
Much warmer temperatures will be moving back across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the day today, and then showers and thunderstorms will likely develop across the southern parts of the region tomorrow. We expect most of the precipitation to be concentrated on the area from northern Missouri and southern Iowa into Ohio. That particular corridor will likely end up seeing rain totals running from a tenth to three quarters of an inch. And fieldwork will be put on hold for a little while because of that precipitation. But other areas in the Midwest will continue to be able to rock and roll with some planting activity taking place all the way into Thursday. The next disturbance will likely come into the upper parts of the Midwest as we move into Thursday afternoon and Friday, and it will move across the Midwest as we go Friday into Saturday. And then the largest storm system that is expected to impact the Midwest will debut in the northwestern parts of the region over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and move across the eastern Midwest as we move into Monday and Tuesday. These three weather systems will likely eventually interfere with fieldwork across the majority of the Midwest, and we will definitely need a significant amount of drying once again in order to get back into some of the fields. Now, the areas that will see the greatest amount of interruption to fieldwork will likely be in the upper Midwest, from the Dakotas and parts of Nebraska into Minnesota and Wisconsin. Some of these areas will end up with moderate amounts of rain running from about 0.8 inches upwards to around 2 inches. Some of that precipitation will be more than enough to set back fieldwork for a little while. Unfortunately, some of the greatest rains will also occur in the Red River Basin of the North, which is the very same region that has been fighting excess moisture for quite a little while because of the big snow melt that occurred recently and caused flooding on the Red River. We will expect that region to turn too wet again. Some fieldwork may have occurred here recently, but it hasn't been aggressive. And in order to become aggressive, they're going to have to miss the storm system coming up here this week. Actually, the two systems that are coming, and that's not very likely to occur. So delays in fieldwork are going to be quite common in the upper parts of the Midwest as we move from the latter part of this week into the first part of next week, and then hopefully some drier weather will evolve across that region. Now, the same storm system that produces all the rain in the upper Midwest will also trail a cool front across the lower parts of the Midwest as we move through the weekend into early next week. and the storms that occur along that frontal boundary could become intense enough to produce severe thunderstorms. And some hail and damaging wind will be possible, along with locally heavy amounts of rainfall. Some locations may get 1 to 2 inches of rain from just a single cell thunderstorm, and that will cause some more meaningful delays in field work because of that event. We will expect, though, drier weather to occur across the Midwest for a little while next week. The majority of the middle and maybe a portion of the latter part of next week will probably be driest. We will expect to see some improving opportunity for field work to occur again during that period of time. The best part of the whole forecast over this next full week is the temperatures. We're expecting them to be warm enough to stimulate some strong evaporation between rain events. And those areas that have been a little too wet here recently will have a good opportunity to dry down more significantly. Temperatures yesterday afternoon were in the 80s through the middle 90s in the western fringes of the Corn Belt. We'll see those temperatures moving deeper into the Midwest today and then quickly cooling back down to a seasonably warm range of temperatures, which will likely occur from the balance of this week on into the first part of next week. The cooling that occurs behind this storm system during the weekend and early part of next week is not going to be as significant as what we've seen in the past, and because of that, we should still have favorable drying conditions with temperatures still warm enough to stimulate that as we move on into the first half to middle part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat, 761 and three-quarters, down 4 3/4. May wheat in Chicago, 701, down a half. July, 707 and a half, down 2 1/4. May corn, 705 and a half, down 12 and a half. July, 651, down 4 1/2. December, 539 and 3/4, up a half. May soybeans, 1514 and 3/4, down 6 1/4. July, 1408, down 11 1/4. And November, 1204, down 5 3/4. May soybean meal, 453.90, down $4. July, 411.20, down $3.90. May soybean oil, 49.44, down 17. July, 49.41, down 20. June live cattle, 120.92 and a half, up 35. May feeders, 135.47 and a half, up 62 and a half. And May lean hogs are 91.85 and they are down 7 1/2. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What did you make of crop progress report from yesterday afternoon?
It was about as expected. I think it shocked them that progress in Illinois and Iowa was as low as it was. That's number 1 and 2 corn and bean state in the nation. But 28% nationwide, they were looking for 26 to 29. I think beans, they were looking for 6 to 8, and they got 6. So came out about as expected. I think the big news is the weather forecast. Starting tomorrow, there's possibilities of rains in places, and then supposedly a lot of rain through the Midwest Thursday through Tuesday. So people are out going in a lot of places, but there are still a lot of places in some of the best land in the world, Champaign County, clear to Decatur, where they have not started planting yet because it's still too wet.
You know what this tells me? This tells me that if you do a little math and you be a little generous and you say, well, we'll come in next Monday around 50%, that means that one half of the U.S. corn crop is going to be planted the last week of May and later.
Well, and that can be bad or good. Last year, that corn that was planted then made more than corn planted before May 1. So the rest of the summer determines yields. Planting does help in a normal yield, I mean normal year weather-wise, but weather can make late planting better than early planting.
So you wouldn't go so far as to say that a record crop is off the table?
I wouldn't say that yet, but I would in 10 days.
Talk about the soybeans. We do have some emergence figures from soybeans.
Yeah, we actually have a few up here and there, and 6% planted. And soybeans in this area, you can still plant mid-June and still be okay if you have a good August. So, that you know, again, the growing season weather has more to do with it than the date you planted it.
Let's turn our attention then to the grains. the commodities going off the board, May contracts going off the board at noon today. Yesterday, tons of fireworks in the May contracts for corn and soybeans. You have well over a 50-cent premium May to July in corn. You got a dollar, more than a dollar, almost a dollar, eight and a quarter right now premium May to July soybeans. What happens to the July contracts when the May go off in the next few days, 2 weeks?
Well, I think the realistic thing is no elevator and no end user has been using May for 3 weeks. So the May contract itself going up and down is speculators and people caught. It's not, it doesn't really have much to do with the market.
I think it was a lot of short covering yesterday myself.
Well, people getting out that were short. So they're stuck. How do you get out when you're stuck? You just bid anything and say, get me out. I mean, and when they start bidding on, you know, the July contract a month ago, the May contract of what we're doing right now doesn't mean anything.
All right, Pete, thanks much.
Have a great one.
You too. That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, May corn, 705.5, down 12.5. July, 653, down 2.5. December, 539.75, up a half. May beans, 1516, down 5. July, 1408.5, down 10.75, now 10.5. And November, at 1204.25, down 5.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM. And 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.